We continue Education Week with an emphasis on the money side of college. We welcome Frank Palmisani, who is college affordability and a financial aid expert, also counselor at Providence Catholic High School in New Lenox, and author of the book, Right College, Right Price. Frank, thanks for joining us here on the New Business Hour today.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
Very well, thanks. What do you say to students and their parents as the kids are entering junior or senior year in high school and they're starting to think about colleges?
Well, when we talk about the whole college selection process and the search process, we try to define it in three categories, and that is schools need to be academic fits, and they need to have the majors and programs students are interested in. They need to be feel fits. In other words, students have to be comfortable with the campuses they're visiting. But they also have to be financial fits. They have to be able to be places that families can manage their college cost without excessive borrowing. And so normally that's a topic that students aren't nearly as interested in, but it is one that is incredibly vital to parents.
And when my children were going through this process, I remember somebody is telling me there's not just one college for every student. There's a variety, and you've got to look at that.
Absolutely. And part of the problem is that families need help in assessing and determining how to go about that process of looking at a variety of schools, because you don't want to just go ahead and compare sticker prices, because people don't pay sticker price. What was important is that we want to be able to compare the actual out-of-pocket cost from one school to another. And so there are so many different ways that colleges are using today to reduce that sticker price. So there's a real educational process that's vital. We need to help families understand that and help them learn that if they go about this properly, they are able, in most cases, able to find affordable college options, ones that are not going to bury themselves or their kids in excessive borrowing.
And you talk about the sticker price. I mean, there are some other expenses above and beyond just the tuition and room and board, because in my experience, there was a point in time where I was really interested in wanting to go to the University of Southern California in L.A., and my parents said, we could afford to fly you back for Christmas or Thanksgiving, not both. And that transportation costs to and from the college of your choice can get fairly prohibitive over time.
Sure. Thanks, Rob. A good point. You know, when a family assesses their actual out-of-pocket cost, it's so true that you don't want to just be looking at the eventual bottom line. You want to look at all of those incidentals. And sometimes those incidentals do include transportation issues that can be pretty daunting.
And also on top of that, was just to add some closure to that, I eventually went to Marquette in Milwaukee, where it was only $20 on Amtrak there and back from Milwaukee. So it was much more affordable. The one concern, just talking about student loan debt, for people who are looking at a college education, they're excited about it, but they're also concerned about not graduating with what amounts to a mortgage over their heads. What do you say to students, and what do you say to their parents, too?
So one of the things that we try to do is we emphasize the difference between reasonable borrowing and excessive borrowing. Now, that's not a specific dollar amount. It really depends very much based on a whole set of factors from family to family. But it is a conversation that every family has to have right from the beginning. So here are some facts that are important. If a student takes on the direct loan, and every family, every student is eligible for the direct loan, all you have to do is file a document. So if that document's filed and the family is eligible, the student gets an opportunity to borrow $5,500 in freshman year, $6,500 in sophomore year, and $7,500 in each of junior and senior years. Let's assume that becomes the only debt that that family takes on. Well, that's $27,000 over a four-year period of time. And given the standard method of repayment, which is paying it monthly over a 10-year period, that student would be paying back less than $300 a month. So if you know that information, at least as a family, you can say, okay, is that a reasonable investment in this education? If it is, then you plan that amount of borrowing. But you don't do more than that. You make a determination then on what you can afford without this reasonable borrowing. With reasonable borrowing, and then you don't do more than that. The problem is many families start with that student loan, but then they tack on additional student loan from outside private sources, or additional parent loan options. So instead of a debt of $25,000 to $30,000 for the student, we're looking at a family debt that might resemble $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, which in many cases literally can destroy the student's life long term or the family's life. And so these are the kinds of things that the amount of education that families need is significant, important, and it's really part of the passion that I've had for over the last 20 years or so.
Thanks for joining us, Frank. Frank Palmisani, and his book is Right College, Right Price. More information about WBBM's Education Week, you can go to cbschicago.com/education.